Thank you all for joining us in a great break. You don't?
It's not working? Why is it not working?
It is?
Yes.
Okay, good. LEDs are not correct. So thank you all for joining us and here to talk about next...
AI.
About AI, exactly. Another approach to AI is just portlet.
Okay, does this work well enough? You can hear it in the back and all that? Okay, I see thumbs up, that's wonderful. Yeah, well, I had this. I'm Jos Portvliet, Director of Communications, co-founder at Nextcloud. So, yeah, the thing we do at Nextcloud is collaboration. That's, of course, what this room is all about. Now, there's this AI thing coming, and so I'm hoping to try and make this conversation a little bit interactive. I mean, there are other people here from XWeek and other projects who are working on, well, collaboration tools as well, open source collaboration tools. And, you know, this AI thing, I mean, there have been AI-ish tools being used for a long time, but a lot of them are also still quite new. So I'm kind of hoping that we can also have a bit of a conversation about it. Because, well, there are pros and cons. I mean, we'll get to all that stuff. Of course, the big thing here is, yeah, that we have, like, these big companies, right? They all want our data, and AI is for them another, yeah, thing to use that data for. So, yeah, I mean, AI, I don't know how deep I want to go into what it is, because I think all of us know it a little bit. But we don't want to live in a world where there are five companies, you know, who run all our data, and that's kind of a little bit the case right now. I think that if Trump and his next presidency tells Microsoft to shut down their servers in Europe, then basically you cannot get a new passport, you cannot, yeah, nobody can work at government here, for example, right? This is, I think, a bit of an issue. And I mean, Nextcloud is, well, one of the projects that's working on solving that issue, essentially, trying to give, well, companies, individuals, but also hopefully government, back the control over their data. We've built a collaboration platform. I'm guessing, how many of you are not familiar with Nextcloud? Yeah, okay, that's like six people. Google it. I will then not go into that, sorry. Or DuckDuckGo it, that would be better, obviously. So, as a company, we build an alternative for 365 in very quick, simple terms. And with alternative, we mean that as a government or a company, we think it's important that you have a choice. It's totally fine if you're happy that your data is at an American company and that US spy agencies have access to it. If you're good with that, if that's not a threat to your business, that's fine. For a government, I think it's by definition a threat, but that's their choice. But we think there should be like a choice. There should be an alternative. And an alternative is only an alternative if it does what the other product does, obviously, and in a safe way, and has enough ability to be used for a serious company. So that's what we're building, and we have built. That's why German and French and most European governments are in places already using Nextcloud, be it cities, be it at a state level or federal level. So as a company, we care a lot. Nextcloud for us is a mission, it's a goal. It's like our way to try and make the world a tiny little bit better. And we want to work in an open, collaborative way. Therefore, we're very happy, of course, that it's used by thousands of governments and universities, etc., etc. And, of course, we're building this completely in the open. And again, that'll be relevant because, of course, I think the future for AI, well, better be open. Otherwise, we are, well, just as screwed as it is with collaboration platforms, honestly. And we have a wonderful community working with us on all this stuff, which is awesome. Also, as a company, we try to be open and transparent, not depending on venture capital, etc., but be self-owned. Anyhow, AI. So AI is, like we've already introduced a ton of AI things over the years, like little things, and I will show some of them. But of course, with the latest LLMs and stuff, it's getting really complicated. I mean, there are tons of problems with it. And it has a lot of potential, right? AI can help us make repetitive tasks easier, quicker, etc. But at the same time, big tech is basically loving it. They have all the data to be able to build the AIs. It costs tens or hundreds of millions right now to really train a proper LLM. So they really have a bit of a monopoly here. And yeah, the rest of us will have to just accept that they're using all our data to do it. And a lot of companies are already really realizing this is a problem for them, right? It's Citigroup and Goldman Sachs. They are actually not allowing their employees to use tools like ChatGPT. I mean, if you're BMW and you're, you know, working on a new car and you're using an AI to generate some ideas or summarize some proposals, and you discover later that 6 months later, Tesla, while designing their car, suddenly got some of your ideas coming into their AI planning, then, you know, there's a bit of an issue here. And of course, this kind of stuff is happening. Eh? The company, like a while ago, Twitter and Zoom, they changed their terms of service to allow for training on user data. And yeah, this is really an issue for business as well as, well, obviously all our society. And then I'm not even talking about data biases in these models, carbon footprint. I mean, I think most of you are aware of all the issues with AI. So honestly, I don't think the question is do AI or not, because there are too many benefits. The opportunities are really big, I think. I've been trying to make a bit of a list of that, but I was just changing it while standing here in line outside, so this is definitely not complete. So I'm just going to put it all on the screen and ask what's missing. I mean, I think there are some basics, you know, text to speech, speech to text, recognizing faces on photos and recognizing objects on it, etc. This is already, like, Nexart has been shipping this for 3 years, 4 years already, these kind of things. It's just one model that you download and does this stuff. And translation, another one. It's fairly, I think it's, I mean, it's not simple, it's technically complicated stuff, but it works, and there are not huge risks, and you don't need to send your data to Google anymore if you want text-to-speech, or if you want image recognition and being able to search for dog and find all the pictures of your favorite pet. So this is already there, and it's not terribly complicated to use for a person. But of course, you now have all these new language models. I think there's really a big benefit on, like, dealing with information overload. You have tons of emails coming in. You have, I don't know, papers to read, etc. And these LLMs, they create a lot of fake content and hallucinate stuff. But the thing they're pretty reliable at is summarizing. And this is really quite important. I don't know how many emails you get, but I get a ton. And I would love to be able to summarize it or help select, you know, useful emails, etc. And this stuff is really possible. Or, I don't know, meeting notes. So this is, I think, where these models can be super helpful. And you have, like, text generation, of course, they can do help out with this. You have also image or analysis of various things. There have been some demos from Microsoft and Google already about a year ago where they basically were showing that you have, like, a spreadsheet, and you select something in it, and then you type a question about it, and then it makes a graph that answers the question. This kind of stuff is also pretty magical. And there are tons of people in offices all over the world that would benefit a lot from having this stuff. So I think, yeah, the benefits are really there. Another thing is, like, automation. Just talking about it with a colleague, this is, like, also a next step, you know, if you can say to the LLM, like, hey, make an appointment with another person, and then they try chat, and if that doesn't work, they try email. These kind of things would be really helpful, I think, in day-to-day work. So, yeah, I don't know. If there are other ideas or things that I'm missing, I'd love to hear it, actually, and make my list a little bit more complete. But we'll get to that, I think. So I just wanted to show a couple of examples. Like, we have this feature now, the thread summary, that makes a summary of your emails. Another example is, like, an Excel text. You can just select some text and say, hey, summarize it, create a headline. It's all quite simple to use. And image generation, of course. I mean, this is a horrible image, but, you know, you can make things that look good. And then you have the data analysis, and you have automation, all these other features we have ideas on. I'll share some things a bit later on. So I think we need to do AI in our collaboration platforms. Like XWiki, you guys need to have a plan. I know only Office, but they integrated just ChatGPT. I think we need a little bit more than just that. Because, well, we're losing the on-prem capabilities, right? It's not competitive. If you're just integrating ChatGPT, then the data is sent to the US anyway. So, yeah, that's not really a good solution. So the question is, how can we get this without the problems? And I think I'm in a room with open source people, so I think the answer for most of you is obvious. It is to me, at least. Just transparency and being open. Yeah, and this is kind of the thing that we've been working at Nextcloud. We kind of made some rules for ourselves. So we have been doing AI-ish things, but when the whole text stuff from ChatGPT came out, actually that was at the FOSDEM 2 years ago, we talked to people and each other, and we have some fairly smart people on board, also from the research community, and we tried to come up with like, how can we handle this? Because if we add more AI features, like we don't want to be left behind. We need to be an alternative, as I said earlier, and you can only be an alternative if you offer similar features. Otherwise, who's going to use your product? But then how can you do that in an okay-ish way? So the idea we came up with was to at least create transparency and, of course, choice. I'll get to that next, but first the transparency. So we came up with the idea of creating a rating that has basically red, orange, yellow, green. And we would rate each of the integrations of AI features in Nextcloud with this rating. So first, is it open source? Is the model available? And is the training data available? And so if a model has all three, it's green. If it has two of them, it's orange. If it has one of them, it's yellow. If it has none of them, it's red. Yeah, so ChatGPT integration, red. Completely on-prem model that is trained and has the training data available, for example, for speech to text, that can be green. And you have everything in between, of course. And the second thing is choice. So for us, it's really important that you, well, can choose, right? I mean, there are, again, legitimate uses for something like ChatGPT, and I mean, the